This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of people held a march today in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk, the third straight weekend of protests aimed at President Vladimir Putin. At the core of the crisis, this month's detention of the popular regional governor Sergei Fergal on murder charges, allegations he denies. Supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from Putin's United Russia Party in 2018. There was more street violence in the city of Portland, Oregon, on the west coast of the United States overnight. Once again, it was centered at a downtown federal courthouse, where a coalition of thousands of demonstrators tossed fireworks at the building and scuffled with federal agents who used tear gas against them. The Trump administration has sent a federal force into the city, which he says will protect U.S. buildings. Local officials have objected to the intervention. The Federal Protective Service cleared the area of protesters after declaring an unlawful assembly. There was a picture of heavy security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu. American staff members inside face a deadline in 2 days to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. demand that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have heightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying and intellectual property theft. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Singapore's 68-year-old Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong today named a largely unchanged cabinet following an election win this month. Lee said because of the pandemic, he may delay his plan to step down. The Prime Minister said, quote, "A lot will depend on how events unfold, and all I can say is I will see this through." More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Reuters reports that dozens of countries have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. It notes there are new outbreaks being reported every day. Ukraine is an example. It has seen 1,100 new COVID infections within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxim Stepanov says 205 people have been hospitalized and told an online briefing, quote, "It means their lives are under threat, and we have to understand this disease is very serious." The number of new daily infections in Ukraine has greatly increased in the past 2 months, following the gradual lifting of restrictions that began in late May. The country's total number of cases is more than 65,000, with 1,600 lives lost. The worldwide Johns Hopkins numbers at this hour are approaching 15.8 million coronavirus infections, with a loss of over 640,000 lives. The United States recorded more than 1,000 virus fatalities for the fourth straight day yesterday. Still, a top White House advisor on the pandemic, Dr. Deborah Birx, said she saw signs that the worst could be over in hard-hit southern and western states. But she also warned the current outbreaks could move north, including the U.S. East Coast states. Total cases across the U.S. have risen to 4.1 million, with 145,000 deaths. The numbers are being driven in large part by COVID surges in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. Between them, those states have recorded almost 1.4 million infections and more than 46,000 fatalities. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is pushing for school children to return to in-class instruction, but there has been heavy pushback from parents, local school districts, and teachers, with many accepting the need for either remote learning or a limited number of days per week in classrooms. The top American infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says states may not necessarily have to go back to a complete shutdown, but added you certainly have to call a pause, maybe even backing up a bit. Fauci was speaking to the Washington Post. He said everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but that it should be done in accordance with set guidelines. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has recorded 357 new COVID-19 infections overnight, up from 300 yesterday, along with its highest daily death toll of 7. Australia has escaped the high COVID numbers of other countries, but recent flare-ups have raised anxieties. Melbourne, the country's second largest city, is under a 6-week lockdown, and the border between Victoria and New South Wales remains closed. Australia's coronavirus case count is approaching 14,000 at a cost of 145 lives so far. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.